Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boylehead, Word Wrangler and Trail Boss of Old West Daily Reader.com. Take a few minutes. Let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 50 for 2019. What was happening during the calendar week of December 7th through December 13th in the great American Old West? December 7th, 1873. Novelist Willis Siebert Cather, born in Back Creek Valley, Virginia. At 9, her family moved to the Nebraska Plains. In Red Cloud, she observed the diverse people who lived there. At 11, she delivered mail to area farms and got to know the immigrant farmers. She cut her hair short and went by Willie, or William, dressed in boys' clothing, and was one of three students to graduate from high school. Forsaking a budding interest in medicine, she wove these experiences into a writing career and became famous. December 8, 1883, the Bisbee Massacre. Seeking the payroll for the Copper Queen mine, which had not yet arrived, a holdup at the Goldwater and Castaneda store in Bisbee, Arizona territory goes seriously awry. As the frustrated masked bandits search the store and rob customers, other citizens become aware that something is amiss. In the shooting spree that follows, four locals, including a pregnant woman and a visiting New Mexico lawman, are killed. The bandits leave town in a hail of fire, but sustain only a shot through a coat. James Krigbaum rides in the night for the sheriff at Tombstone, passing the inbound stage, carrying the payroll on the way. From Bisbee the next morning, Deputy Sheriff Billy Daniels leads a posse, including newcomer John Heath, on the robbers' trail. Heath tries to convince Daniels that the robbers have gone to Tombstone, but Daniels is a good tracker and follows what he sees. Heath and another man return to Bisbee. The trail soon leads Daniels to identify all of the miscreants and learn that Heath was, in fact, the mastermind. He sends the posse back to arrest him. The Copper Queen prints wanted flyers, and the roundup begins. December 9, 1883, explanation of the shooting death of Texas Charlie, a.k.a. Charles W. Wilson, who, quote, came to his death by gunshot wounds at the hands of some person or persons unknown to us, unquote. The Rocky Mountain News further describes the killers as, quote, public benefactors, unquote. Wilson had spent some time terrorizing and irritating the residents of Hot Sulphur Springs, Colorado, and 15 men who had been on the second floor of Doc Bock's store, where the fatal shots originated, could not identify any of the shooters. Thus, the aforementioned verdict. December 10, 1869. Governor John Campbell signs the Suffrage Act, passed by the territorial legislature, and Wyoming becomes the first state to allow women over 21 years old to vote. This action will prevent statehood for over 20 years as bigots and pro-alcohol men hold sway in the U.S. Congress. December 11th and 12th, 1811. The first of the mighty earthquakes that would rattle the Midwest for a month or so. Maybe 500 dead in the sparsely settled country around New Madrid, Missouri. The Mississippi ran uphill several times, destined to happen again. December 12, 1929. Charles Goodnight, age 93, died in Tucson, Arizona. Famous Texas rancher, he was known as the father of the Texas Panhandle. Called Making the Gather, Goodnight and partner Oliver Loving collected feral cattle from post-Civil War Texas and then pioneered the Goodnight Loving Trail. This was the last of the great Texas trails to the railhead at Pueblo, Colorado in 1866. He invented and used the chuck wagon for the first drive on that trail. Founder of the J.A. Ranch, 1880, he made the first practical side saddle. Also a college founder, newspaper man, banker, and filmmaker. Tip your hat. December 13th, 1974. Dead at 65 is Ruth Davis, Fourth to play the sidekick Lullaby in the Three Musketeers movie series. Seven of them with Bob Steele and Robert Livingston, the Trailblazers 1940, Saddlemates 1941, and seven more with Steele and Tom Tyler. Outlaws of the Cherokee Trail, 1941, The Phantom Plainsman, 1942. This is Program 50, 2019. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old-time background tunes are played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall, Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you trail back this way. About this time next week, we'll take another look at OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.